Chris Pavelski is a fourth-generation onion farmer and owns Pavelski Farms in Orange County's Black Dirt region.
Well, I'm just totally floored. It's not something I expected at all, but it's a humbling and makes me blush big time. That's the best way to put it.
Republican Assemblywoman Annie Rabbit of Greenwood Lake has a resolution commending Pavelski for his work over much of the last 16 years to improve the agricultural lives of his fellow farmers through raising awareness about farming issues with state and federal officials, as well as the media. As she bestows the honor in person Thursday at the Quaker Creek store on Pulaski Highway in Goshen, 2 minutes down the road from Pavelski's farm, she and Pavelski will highlight the needs of the Black Dirt agricultural community. Pavelski mentions one issue:
the ongoing flooding problems with the Wallkill River.
He also draws attention to what he calls too little farm assistance post-Hurricane Irene in 2011.
It's a shame that after Irene, we didn't have the same kind of attention that existed after Sandy.
Farms in the Black Dirt region were devastated after Irene, and he says there were too few cries on farmers' behalf post-Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee compared with Superstorm Sandy.
After Irene happened, and granted, you know, you're not talking about the scale of damage was a little bit different, but, you know, the bulk of the crops in the Black Dirt were lost because of the flooding, and obviously compensating for that is a federal problem, but that same kind of cry didn't exist after it. And of course, there were other parts of the state that were destroyed by Irene and Lee as well.
In fact, Pavelski formed his own cry for assistance after Hurricane Irene by posting a bag of onions on eBay.
I put a bag of onions on eBay for $150,000. And, you know, the reason I did it was, the primary reason was to, you know, if someone bought a, you know, wonderful, I never anticipated that. I did it to draw attention to the fact that we needed a federal program to do a crop loss program. And we, you know, basically what I was trying to do is I was trying to shame the House, because the House was blocking it. And I was trying to shame the leadership of the House to do it, because it's kind of embarrassing that a farmer has to do a stunt like that to draw attention to the problems. And unfortunately, it never did happen.
What did happen recently and is not a stunt is Pavelski's latest endeavor, a book. Muckville, Farm Policy Media, and the Strange Oddities of Semi-Rural Life is billed as an inside look at a farmer's fight to influence agriculture policy in Washington, D.C. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.